USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries, there are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson can't make up his mind when it comes to Brexit. Parliament has demanded he sent a letter to the European Union asking for a delay in leaving the organization. But he's also sent a second letter insisting that Britain leave at the end of the month as he wants.
Do or die for the Prime Minister quickly turned into disappointment and delay.
Order!
The eyes to the right, 322. The nose to the left, 306.
Parliament approved an amendment that postponed a vote on the Prime Minister's deal. A setback for Johnson, but good news for Brits who want to remain in the EU.
We don't want to break up of our union. We want to stay in Europe. We want to stay aligned. It's good for us. And we need to stay and we demand another vote. And that's why we're here.
Johnson says he will take the country out of the bloc by October 31st, no matter what. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California is implementing a new warning system for earthquakes. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time over the weekend, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco October 17, 1989, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Striking GM workers are finally voting on a tentative contract. The deal includes pay raises, higher quality health insurance, and $11,000 signing bonuses. But it doesn't prevent three factory shutdowns, including Lordstown, Ohio, where Tom O'Hara is a union leader.
Many of us from Lordstown are extremely disappointed that we didn't survive through these negotiations, and you know, we're also angry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.